It's a good time to be inside doing your taxes. Let's try and make a silk purse out of this. And we're delighted to have in the studio with us this afternoon our friends from Experiment and Self-Reliance, Dolores McCullough, who is the director of the manager of the Forsyth Free Tax Program. Welcome back. Glad to see you again. And also in the studio, Victoria Von Dolan, who is our contact for many things with Experiment and Self-Reliance. And as a rule, she doesn't go on mic, but we're going to at least let her say hello. How are you, Victoria?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. I'm doing great. But anyway, let's talk about things because things are getting ready to get started. So those of us who are planning on calling Experiment and Self-Reliance and scheduling to have our taxes done, Ms. McCullough, give us the directions. What should we be doing next?
Okay, we will begin taking appointments on Monday, coming Monday. And for those who have access to a computer, I recommend that you go to our websites. Due to the pandemic this year, we're only going to have two sites open. We will have the Experiment and Self-Reliance, better known as ESR site, on Dominion Street, 3480 Dominion Street, and the Robert Strickland Center at Forsyth Tech, 2100 Silas Creek Parkway. I suggest that you access the website that has all the detail and more, EISR.org and the ForsythTechEducation.edu. The websites give you information about the documents that you need to bring, the times that we will be taking appointments, and the details about the drop-offs. Also, there are intake forms and a virtual drop-off consent form online that you can complete prior to coming. We really encourage you to complete the documents prior to coming because we're trying to expedite the process as quickly as possible.
So can you go to the website right now and start those forms?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that's good to know because we want to make sure that people understand that they can go ahead and get started early. Before making their appointment and then coming in to get things started.
And for those people who do not have access to a website, we have prepackaged forms at Experiment and Self-Reliance. You can stop by our office on Dominion Street and pick up a packet prior to making your appointment.
So they can pick up a packet right now?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, get your packets now. Get started. Or you can come in on Monday. Is that when you can start making your appointments?
Our offices are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for drop-offs.
So that means that if you don't have access to a computer, if you're staying home, because we should stay at home if possible, the thing to do is to visit ESR and get your packet and make an appointment, correct?
Yes.
So how does that process work? Because it's a little bit different this year because, we were talking a minute ago that, you're down to your location and the Forsyth Tech location because of COVID-19. So what's your best advice to anyone?
My best advice is if you don't have any technology savvy at all, you don't have access to any type of technology, my suggestion is if you have to get someone to prepare your return, and if that is either ESR or Forsyth Tech, please expedite getting a package completed as quickly as possible because it's going to take at least 10 minutes to complete the intake form and the consent form. If we make you an appointment, we ask if you will come 10 minutes prior to your appointment. Don't wait until the appointment time and come because you have to fill out documents first. We have to do an interview to assess that we have all of your tax documents. Please make sure you have all of your documents before you come. If those documents are in that packet, you can answer all our questions. You have your direct deposit information if you're going to get a refund. And it's also important if you can tell us whether or not you got the stimulus. I don't know if you kept the letter that you did, but if you didn't, try to find some information to let us know if you received the two stimulus payments.
Important facts to know. One more thing to add to the list. Those who will be doing their registration online, what are your directions for them? If you've got your computer set up and you can go ahead and get started, what should consumers do to get started in this process with Experiment and Self-Reliance?
There are two aspects to doing your return online. We have an intake form that you can download. It's a 13615 intake form that gives us all the personal information that we need. In addition, on that document, you're going to answer questions about what type of income you receive, et cetera. If you can download that document and print it, fill out the form, bring that with your appointment, that's going to save 10 minutes. In addition to that, we've got information online where you can get free file by going to irs.gov. A lot of individuals are resorting to completing their own returns. There are several options that the IRS is providing where you can complete your own tax return for free online, and we provided a link to that website. We've also added something new this year called Get Your Refund. The Get Your Refund tool allows you to download your tax documents from your mobile phone. You would take a picture of your Social Security card, photo ID, and tax documents and complete an intake form. You don't have any person-to-person contact at all. There's a greeter on the other end who assists you with this process. So we have all that posted on the website for your information.
So once again, the place to start is the website. If that is something that is available to you as a consumer, visit their website, which is eisr.org, and follow all the directions for scythe-free tax. If that's not an option for you, what you're going to have to do is come over. Make a visit to Experiment and Self-Reliance to get the process started. And just be patient, because it's going to take a few minutes to get you in the system. But let me ask you this. For someone who is making an appointment starting on Monday, what are we talking about? You know, we're talking about you make the appointment and then you come in. How fast are the appointments filling up? What are we looking at?
The appointments are filling up pretty quickly. We're trying to do one every 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
So that tells you how many we can allot. I guess the important thing for our clients to remember, and we have some repeat clients that have been with us for years, is that we don't have the capacity to operate like we have in the past.
Sure.
A lot of our volunteers are working remotely. And because we don't have the capacity of volunteers, we can't handle the same number of clients. So that's why we're offering other options.
So once again, if it's at all possible, start with the website, the Experiment and Self-Reliance website, eisr.org. All of this is going to be on our Facebook page. It's also on their page as well. Start there. If you're going to make your appointment at Forsyth Tech, of course, go to their website, forsythtech.edu, and they're scheduling their appointments themselves, totally separate. So that's another opportunity for you there, whether you want to have your taxes done with Experiment and Self-Reliance or with Forsyth Tech. Either way, it's part of Forsyth Free Tax. And Dolores McCullough, thank you again for coming in. She is the Forsyth Free Tax Program Manager. And tips from you. Victoria, you raised your hand. Victoria is going to speak.
Yes, I just think it's important to note that you'll make your appointment to come in, drop off your tax materials, and then while you're there, you'll make an appointment to come back. So you won't actually have your taxes done right there at your appointment. So maybe you'll do your taxes, you'll make an appointment to come back, and they'll review your taxes with you. And then they'll submit your tax information. So it is drop off only this year, or you can prepare your taxes online yourself.
So So that's a very good point. If you do plan on visiting Experiment in Self-Reliance on Monday, for example, to start the process, then make your second appointment to come back in order to get the taxes prepared.
And we have a consent agreement form in that packet that outlines everything that Victoria addressed. So they'll have that information when they come.
So Experiment in Self-Reliance, you've been doing this for a long time. So you're going to be rolling with these changes as gracefully as I know you will.
We hope to.
And everyone is going to be patient and gracious as well in getting all of this done. Victoria?
I also want to note that there are some income guidelines to being able to participate in the service, and all of that is on our website. But if you make $57,000 and below, you can qualify to have your taxes prepared at one of our drop-off locations. And Dolores, can you remind me, what's the income limit for the Get Your Refund to be able to participate in that?
It's up to about $48,000 if you exceed $48,000, but it depends on how many children you have.
So, once again, it's very generous. Most people are going to qualify, but it's good to know those numbers, and all that information is at your website, EISR.org. Also, it's at the Forsyth Technical Community College website, ForsythTech.edu. But for those early birds out there who are used to getting this done through Forsyth Tech, through Experiment and Self-Reliance, they're already ready. They are jumping at the bit. They've made their calls. They're ready to get started. So for those of you who are accustomed to working with Experiment and Self-Reliance, put it on your calendar to go ahead and call on Monday. Call Monday to make your appointments and come in and get everything started. A final word from you, Dolores?
I just thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to serving the clients. And we just ask that you be patient as we try to get you through as quickly as possible.
And once again, we thank you for you all providing this service to the community and all the wonderful things that Experiment and Self-Reliance does. And this is a very important year because with the stimulus checks and the different support that's coming in with COVID-19, it's more important than ever that everyone be up to date on their taxes with the United States government. Again, thank you all for coming by, and you know you can come back. You know, if anything is not working exactly the way you wanted, or if you want to remind people how to make it work, the door is open.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. At the top of the hour, National Public Radio News.